This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Across the globe, more than 528,000 people have lost their lives to COVID-19, approximately 130,000 in the United States. The number of infections continues to surge, especially in the U.S. and Brazil. The U.S. has more than 2.8 million confirmed infections, Brazil more than 1.5 million, together making more than a third of the worldwide figure of 11.2 million. Florida and Texas, two states that have emerged as the latest hotspots of the U.S. coronavirus outbreak, both reported record daily increases in confirmed COVID-19 cases so far this weekend, with nearly 20,000 additional infections combined. For a sixth straight day, Texas also registered an all-time high in the number of people hospitalized with the contagious respiratory illness, 7,890 patients after 238 new admissions over the past 24 hours. By comparison, New York State, the U.S. epicenter of the outbreak months ago, reported just 844 hospitalizations on Saturday, far below the nearly 19,000 hospital beds occupied by COVID-19 patients at the peak of its coronavirus crisis. Even with coronavirus surging, 4th of July celebrations went on across the United States. The Trump administration hosted a large Independence Day celebration in Washington, D.C. During his remarks, the president said he believes there will be a treatment or a vaccine for the coronavirus by the end of the year. Meantime, the World Health Organization, or WHO, says it has accepted the recommendation from the committee overseeing trial testing to discontinue testing of a hydroxychloroquine and an HIV drug combination for COVID-19 treatments. The drugs were being compared with standard care for hospitalized patients. VOA says a review of the interim results showed the cocktail produced little or no reduction